So we asked you to do a small sugi here, two on the nature of tefillin, and how much do I have to pay attention to my tefillin when some issues come up, including tefillah, including if I'm falling asleep. We had a story from the Gemara in Brachos. We had another Gemara in Brachos. And I think you'll see that there's a fundamental machloket of the how much is tefillin just a regular mitzvah on a certain level with a mitzvah that's an important mitzvah versus like a almost like a super mitzvah. A mitzvah that has, I'm not going to say superpowers, but how that tefillin is supposed to be a transform, wearing tefillin is supposed to be a transformative experience. And for it to be a transformative experience, it's not just magic. But when we're going to talk about the Rambam's opinion, we're going to see it's very rational. And within that, there are specific hanhagot that are expected for tefillin to be able to properly live up to what it's supposed to be based on how people act with it. So, the first Gemara that I asked you to see was the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Zayin Amabez Daf Ches, has a discussion first about the tzitz, right, the headband of the Kohen Gadol that we know said Kodesh Lashem. And there, the pasuk there in Sefer Shmot says that it has to be al metzach tamid to be able to do what? We know that the function of it was not just a regular headband for sweat, but rather the pasuk talks about that it was for what? What happened when the headband? What was the function of the headband?
I mean, the kavanah has to be accepted.
Accepted, but more than that, also to forgive you. Miratzeh means that you should get kapara. And that you saw was a machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon on Dav Zayin Amabet, that according to Rabbi Shimon, whether the tzitz is on your forehead or not on your forehead, it has the power of forgiveness. Miratzeh. Rabbi Yehuda said, absolutely not. Rabbi Yehuda said, when it's on your forehead, it forgives the Kohen Gadol. When it's not, it doesn't forgive. Okay? Rabbi Shimon said, maybe we have a proof of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, right, where it's not on his head and it still forgives. Rabbi Yehuda says, forget about the Kohen Gadol, that's something special. Fine. Talks about a whole thing of Tumahot Shabitzibu or whatever it is. Very nice. What is the machloket the Gemara ends up saying? The Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it's on your head, it forgives. Correct? And when Rabbi Shimon says, no, it doesn't have to be on your head to forgive. What's the machloket? So the Gemara said, it depends how they learned that pasuk in Shmo Perachav Chet. That says what? Tamid l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. Right? Vaya al mitzchot tamid l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon said, tamid l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. What does the word tamid mean? Does it mean tamid always? But he says, what are you talking about? Is that possible as always? You have to go to the bathroom. Okay? He's got to fall asleep. But rather, what Rabbi Shimon says, tamid means not that there's a physical placement of the metzah, of the tzitz on your metzach, but it has that power, tamid l'ratzot lifnei Hashem. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, he's got to deal with this word tamid also. And he says, tamid does not mean that it always is mechaper. The truth is, the only way it's mechaper is it's on your head. So what does he say the word tamid is? Tamid, he says, comes to teach me a different language, which is what? Tamid tells me, shelo yasiach da tomi menu. That you can't have, we have this word hesech hadas. And his proof comes from tefillin for our sugi. Because it says, kederabba baravuna, da amar rabba baravuna, chayav adam lemashmish betfilah b'chol sha'ah v'sha'ah. He says, kal v'chomer from tzitz. I showed you the Tosos that the kal v'chomer is not glad kosher. Okay? And the kal v'chomer is that a tzitz that only has one name of God, Kodesh Lashem. We say that it has to be, you have to make sure the tamid, that you shouldn't have hesech hadas. So tefillin that has many names of God, for sure you should what? For sure you shouldn't have hesech hadas. Okay? And the Gemara continues about that, and as I said, Tosafot says maybe it's not a good gavachomer because that's Kodesh Lashem versus Shakai, and it's covered up. Not my sugya right now. Okay? But according to Rabbi Yehuda learns the tamid to tell me that you have to make sure not to have hesech hadas, and specifically hesech hadas not only for the tzitz, but he learns it from tefillin. The chayav adam lemashmish b'tefila b'chol shah v'shah. It sounds like that. What do you have to do? We know this. We have minhagim. Like, tefillin, what do you have to do? We touch it. When do we do it? We say the kshatam lo tayadecha. We say by potech et yadecha. We have minhagim. But here, what do we have? It doesn't say that. Here it says b'chol shah v'shah, and we touch it every hour. We have to figure out what that means. And we also have to figure out what's the focus of it. What's the reason why we do it? Seemingly, what Rabbi Yehuda says is that we don't have hesach hadas. Now, we got to define what this requirement of hesach hadas. And as we had said, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon has his own definition of what the Gemara says. Rabbi Shimon d'amar tamid miratzeh. He says, what does it mean? Al mitzcho. He says, l'kvolo makom. Again, that's not my sugi right now. So the question is, again, what is number one? What is the function of touching my tefillin all the time? Obviously, what is this definition of hesach hadas? And that's why I asked you to see the next sugi. If you looked at the Rush, I asked you to see. The Rush in Maseches Brachos quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. It's actually also in Brachos. The Rush, you saw the Rush, right? What did the Rush say? The Rush is unbelievable. The Rush quotes and says that, quotes the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Chav Gimel, and he says, the Rush in the third parak of Brachos, on the Gemara Chav Gimel and Beis, and he talks about that when you're holding your tefillin in your hand and Sefer Torah in your arm, you shouldn't urinate with them, you shouldn't fall asleep with them, both Shinas Keva and Shinas Arayim. But he says, Ava Kishahin Birosho, when they're on your head, you're allowed to urinate with them. Okay, you're also allowed to sleep Shinas Arayim. He quotes this Gemara in Sukkah, Nichnas Lishan Bayom, Ratza Choleitz Ratza Maniach. If you want to, you can take it off. If you want to, you don't have to. The Rush asked the question, I don't understand. How is it possible that I'm allowed to go to sleep, Shina Sarai, let's say less than 30 minutes, there's a loose translation. How am I allowed to go to sleep, like to take a nap in the base medrash? Heich asked the Rush, Heich Shina Sarai Mutar Valo Aser, we just learned, is an Isser of Hesach Hadas. Uvishah Shemitna Neim, Nimtza Shemasech Tatomim. A tremendous question. He says, what? How can I fall asleep with my tefillin on my head if what? We just learned this in Isser Vesach Hadas. What is the answer? He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Girsa, even though it says in the name of Rav Moshe, being the Rambam, the Karban Asanel and others say that it's really the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, we see Matzanu Teirutz Davarzeh, the Vadai, what is the definition of Hesach Hadas when I'm wearing tefillin? It is not Lo havi elo kisha omid bekalut rosh of tzchok. What is Hesach Hadas? He says, only when it's a purely negative, which you're not, you're being too licentious and you're too lighthearted. Okay? Ava kisha omid biyirao mitasek bitzrachav. Ava pisha osek bimachto vumanato. You go to work and you're wearing tefillin. Vein daito ele in mamish. Your mamish not thinking about the tefillin. You're thinking about other things. That's not called Hesach Hadas. And he brings a proof. Dilo temahachi, eich yuchal adam laniach tefillin kol hayom. How can I put on tefillin all day? Me'ikra adim. Right? Shiva Rakota. No, I didn't say that. Shiva Rakota. V'chein nami kishemin namneim, when I just doze off. Ein kan hetzach hadat, ki hu shocheh chavle olam, ve'ein kan kalut rosh. What is Rabbeinu Yonah's terutz of kalut rosh, of hetzach hadas? He has a very, very strict definition. Hesach Hadas doesn't mean that I stop thinking about tefillin. It's got to be a purely negative. You got to be kalos rosh, lightheaded, tzchok. Okay? And therefore, when I fall asleep for 20 minutes, that's not called lightheartedness. Okay? Now, obviously, we're going to have to figure out, this is one of the big questions which I thought about when we look at the Rambam. How is the Rambam going to answer this? But he says, if I had to then finish up with Rabbeinu Yonah Shita now, Rabbeinu Yonah then says, what is then the function of me being mimashmesh b'chol sha'ah v'sha'ah? It's just as a reminder to do what? Make sure you know you're wearing tefillin and what? And do not get to the status of kalut rosh. Good? That's the function of it. However, if you look at the Rambam, well, let's look at the other sugyas for a second. We'll look at the Rambam very clearly, because the Rambam's got to deal with this also. And the Rambam, before we get to the Rambam, we'll see the Rambam clearly. Let's go through all the sugis I asked, because we have a very short time. I asked you to see two other sugis. I asked you to see first the sugya in the fifth parak, where it talks about this very unique Jewish concept called Gilu Berada. Okay? Where we have not just rejoicing, we have to tremble, and somehow there are two, which is a unique Jewish concept, where you Gilu Berada. And there, on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara then tells over a story. The Gemara says that Abaye was sitting in front of Rava, and Rava saw that Abaye seemed to be too jovial. Too much joking around. Amar, he says, how are you doing this? You're going against the Pasuk in Tehillim, which is a normative behavior for regular Jews, which is Gilu Beradaksiv. He says, Amalei ana tefillin manchana. He says, don't worry about it, I'm wearing tefillin. The question is, what is his answer? What does it mean, I'm wearing tefillin? He says, you're being too much of a character, too much jovial behavior, and he says, I'm wearing tefillin. So Rabbeinu Yonah, when he reads this Gemara, how does he read this Gemara? He reads the Gemara, he doesn't say that, oh, I'm wearing tefillin, I'm transformative. No. What does he say? Rabbeinu Yonah L'shitasa, as we will see, in my opinion. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah has a whole thesis that says that asur la'adam shimalei schok piv b'olam hazeh, being able to be besimcha just over nothingness, is awesome. The one thing that he says, when are you allowed to be sameach? It's when simchas mitzvah. Simchas mitzvah. He has a whole thesis here, which I said, if you had time, you can look at it. If not, it's definitely good reading to look at. So if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah here at the beginning of the fifth parak, very quickly, he says as follows. Rabbeinu Yonah says, some people want to say that the Isser of Yimalei Schok people is because of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. She says that's not true. It's not true. Because if that case, you shouldn't have said Bo Olam Hazeh. You should have said Mishachara Beis HaMikdash. Then Aser Adam Shimalei Schok Piv Olam Hazeh. But it doesn't say that. It says nothing to do with the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Even at the time of the Zman Beit HaMikdash, it was Aser Lamalo Tzchok Piv Olam Hazeh. Bishuminyan. Because his thesis was that regular Simcha could lead you to forget about mitzvahs and forget about the Ribono Shalom. And therefore, the Gemara, then he has a whole thesis there, but then he talks about our Gemara, about wearing tefillin. And what he says here, it's in the Dibra Mascha, Amalei V'Gilu Baradaksiv, there are different Girsaot issues, but we're sticking to our Sugya. He says, what did Abaye mean when he said, Ana tefillin manchana? Hey, chefshar Abaye, to be sameach lo dvar mitzvah. Kevel sha'asimcha she'im ba mitzvah asura, as he just explained. Alavada, you know what he says? What does it mean that I'm saying, no, don't worry about it, Abaye. I'm wearing tefillin, Abaye says to Rabba. Ratzel Omar, the simcha I'm having is a simcha mitzvah. Because I'm happy, because what's the story? He says, I was sick, I had a stomach ache, I had a virus. V'lo yacholti laniach tefillin, zekama yamim. Mimnechshash anikiyus. Because they need tefillin, tzrichim gufnaki. As the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Mem Tes says. V'achshav shenitra peiti. Now that I've got healed, ani sameach b'kiyum ha-mitzvah zo. But I'm happy. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, as we will see, says, oh, there's a very technical reason. He says, no, don't worry about it. There's a simcha here, where he looks at this sugya and says that I'm not, the simcha I have is a simcha's mitzvah. I'm dealing with his shita that says you can't just be besimcha in this world. One other sugya, and then I want to contrast it to the Rambam. The other sugya I asked you to see is Daf Yudalit, the two-line Gemara. That says Omar Rabba Omar Ula. That says what? Anyone who reads Kriyat Shema without tefillin is ki ilu made edu sheker be atzmo. Question is, what does it mean made edu sheker be atzmo? So Rashi has a very unique shita. Rashi says it's lashon saginor. Who is be atzmo? It's talking about the Ribono Shel Olam. Okay, that's what Rashi says here. Right, the Gemara at the bottom of Yudalit Amud Beis. Omar Ula. Kolakori kriyat shema without tefillin ki ilu made edu sheker ba'atzmo, as if you've testified falsely, literally means about yourself. Rashi really says, it's as if it's talking about that you're testifying. Rashi says lishna malia. Lishna malia means it's a nice way of saying that you're testifying falsely about God. Okay, but Rabbeinu Yonah, and you'll see what the Rambam says. Like Rabbeinu Yonah looks at this. So yeah, I mean there's a hemshech, which we're not dealing with at the next line in the Gemara. What exactly is the machlok between Ula that says that in Rabbi Yochanan that says as if you brought an Ula without a mincha and a zevach without a nesachim? But Rabbeinu Yonah here, at the beginning of the second parak, looks at this sugya and says as follows. He says, what is this sugya? Okay, the chakir is, what do we have here? We have kol akori kriyat shema without tefillin. So what is the chisaron here? Ki ilu meyed esheker. What are the two options? Is it a lacking in what? In the din of, when I'm reading kriyat shema without tefillin, there are two components here. Correct. Is this a lacking in kriyat shema or is it lacking in tefillin? What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah says it's a lacking in kriyat shema. Okay? When he says it in the second parak, and then that's the back and forth between these two opinions, am I yotze my mitzvah of kriyat shema or not? What he says very quickly.
You are, but you also have,
what? As opposed to what we'll see in a second with the Rambam Shita. If you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah on that sugya, you got it?
Yeah.
Because I don't. It's called Kori Kriyat. Here it is. Here it is. So what does he say? So what he says, Aperisha Nachon Kahu, the Ula Sphirale, the Kavan Shukori Ukshartan Lota Yadecha, Fayulu Tatva Benecha, Vena Manichan, you're reading that pasuk, you don't put it on. Bimsa Shemade, Eder Sheker Latzmo, Shemasha Omer, Eno Emes, you're lying about yourself, not like Rashi. But look what he says. The Afa Pisha Asa Ha Mitzvah, Shiyotzi, the Kriyat Shema. So he says, I'm Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, that even though I'm Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but still, you're over the Avera because you lied. Versus the next opinion in the Gemara says, no. That even the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, there's a lacuna, there's a chisaron in the etzem mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Kevin shelo kibel alav o malchut shamayim. Meaning by not having tefillin on, what are you doing? You're lacking in your kabbalat o malchut shamayim. But the point is, what is the discussion in Rabbeinu Yonah between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan? It's a question of how much have you been yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, yes or no? First opinion says you've been yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema totally. You have a problem because you midbar sheker tirchak, you lied. Right? You testified false about yourself. Versus the second opinion is, no, even it's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. This is all the Rabbeinu Yonah. Now I asked you to see the Rambam. The Rambam, how the Rambam learns these sugyas one by one, is you always have to look at location, location, location. Which means that the Rambam, where did the Rambam put these sugyas? He put it all in Hilchos Tefillin. And I believe that the Rambam said, as opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah, when he says about the din of Hesach Hadas, you know what is needed? You need Kedushas, because what he says, and let's start. Let's see where he puts all of these all of these sugyas. So he says in Perek Dalet, let's start towards the end, then we'll move our way back. Okay, right? First, actually, so what does he say? He says in Halacha Yudalet, starting Halacha Yudalet, my bad. It says, Chayiv Adam Lemash Mish B'Tfilin, Kol Zman Shem Alav. Why? Shelo Yasiach Dato Mehen Afilu Rega Echad. And he says why. What is the function of the Mishmush? As opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah says the whole function of the Mishmush was what? Not to have Hesach Adat. What was Rabbeinu Yonah's definition of Hesach Adat? Not to get to Kalas Rosh. And therefore he said, what does the word Bechol Sha'ah V'Sha'ah mean? I think it means every once in a while. You need to make sure that you don't forget you have tefillin on to make sure you don't fall to what? You don't fall to Kalas Rosh. The Rambam says, you know why? What does he say? Calls man shame alav. You need to do it. I'm finishing. Calls man shame alav. Why? Shelo yasiach daitomian afidu rega echad. Why? Shekdushatan gdola mikdusha satzitz. Because they're the great kedusha, and therefore you have to. It's almost like constantly. Okay, maybe not. I'll have to hold back in a second what I'm saying based on the question of Rabbeinu Yonah. But he's saying that there's something special about the kedusha. Skip tedvav for 1 second. We'll come back to it. Okay, but keep going. In halachos. Chav Hei and Chav Vav. Look what he says. He talks about the Kedusha. And that's the Hesach Adat. What does he say? Halacha Chav Hei. Kedushato. Kedushat Tefillin. Kedusha Gedolahi. Shekol Zman Shetefillin Rosho Shel Adam Vazro. He's an Anav. He's a Yarei. Ve'eno Nimshach B'Sicha V'Sicha B'Teila. Ve'eno Meharer B'Machshav Arod. El Mafne Libo L'Divrei Emet V'Atzedek. Lefikach. Number one, out of the Kedusha, you should try to have the Tefillin on as much as you can. And then what does he say in Halacha Chav Vav? And then he brings down our other Gemara. He says, "Amru chachamim kol akore kriyat shma velo tefillin ki ilu made eder sheker ba'atzmo." Meaning, he sees that Gemara Nula, as opposed to Rabbi Nion, who says it's a din in kriyat shma. How does he say it? Puts in a tefillin. It's the din of tefillin. It's telling you that it's not voodoo that you're gonna have this kedusha. Obviously, the tefillin has kedusha, but how are you gonna have that transformative experience of being anuf? Part of it is it's on you. Number two is you say kriyat shma. Okay, you're touching it all the time to make sure to recognize that. Wow, I am a adam acher. Furthermore, the what loose I missed two loose ends. I'll get to Ted Vav in 1 second. I said the Hesach Hadas, that's my loose end. That's touching it all the time. That's Ula's din. That's Brachos. What do we say in the fifth part of Brachos? He says, "Don't worry about it. I'm wearing tefillin." What does it mean? Don't worry about it, tefillin. You think I'm just being jovial and kalos rosh, whatever it is. He says, "I'm wearing tefillin. I'm a different person. This is I'm not just being lightheaded. I'm a yori shamayim, as the Rambam said, from the kedusha of tefillin." The big question that comes on this whole mahalach that the Rambam said that is the question that the Rosh asked the Rabbi Yonah, that he says, "Son, how can I fall asleep? How can I fall asleep?" I'm not sure I have a great answer, because he says halacha tedvav right after saying the great kedusha. He says tefillin tzrichim guf naki. She's a hair shlo tetsem emen ruach milamata kol zman shein olav. Lefikach, also lishama and shinas kevav lo shinas harai. So according to what I was saying within the Shita Sarambam, what he should have said is that the reason why I can't fall asleep on them? The reason you can't fall asleep on them is not because you might flatulate. It's because you have this great kedusha satfilin and you can't have hesach hadas, like the Rabbeinu Yonah said. And the truth is, my question is brought up in the Nosei HaKelim, talked about that question. You should have said it because of the great kedusha satfilin. It's possible to say that that as much as you, even the Rambam's got to admit that I'm not 100 and all the time thinking about it, because I do daven. So again, as much as he says you got to constantly do it, maybe again the shinas arai, since it's just arai, is not enough to be able to, you know, it's a dochik answer. It's a dochik answer, because in theory, if it would have been 100% klal kosher, he would have said, "Oh, lefikach, since kedushas tefillin's there, you can't have shinas arai," not because of the flatulation part. Again, maybe the flatulation is just a manifestation of the kedusha also, but it doesn't seem that way. From the Gemara, it seems to be something fundamental there. So that's there. But then you see, I think, again, why did Rabbeinu Yonah not answer all of these things? I think Rabbeinu Yonah, because Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't look at the mitzvah of tefillin as something that's transformative. It's an important mitzvah, but he didn't look at it that way, and therefore he put the whole thing with Ula as it didn't kriyat shema. He didn't have the abayi tefillin manchana that way. He had a very technical answer about his thesis of simcha. Why didn't he say like the Rambam? Because he didn't view the tefillin is this idea of this extra kedusha that I have to be touching it all the time that way. So it's a fundamental way, machlokas Rambam l'shitas versus Rabbeinu Yonah, of how much the tefillin is supposed to go. And again, it's not just by chance, but hopefully we have to work on that to be able to make sure that our mitzvah of tefillin is that, to be able to have that metamorphosis of being an oven yori shemayim.
Gemara about the